Okay. This is very interesting. But fight Nate Diaz? Oof. I don't know. I got to go with Nate's going to tear him up if that happens, man. I don't think Jake Paul can compete with Nate in an MMA match. I don't really see that happening. But I'm going to play this whole video, and I think it's pretty interesting. I'm for the evolution of the sport. And if this helps the sport to evolve, I'm okay. We'll see how it goes. Maybe it succeeds, maybe it fails, but it's the pressure, the evolutionary pressure that creates the best thing we can have.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You read the title correctly. I've officially signed as an MMA fighter to the fastest growing sports league in the world. The PFL, baby.
Ah! Holy cow! That is it! That is it!
Oh, he's in trouble! This is in trouble!
Let's go! The Professional Fighters League, baby! And not only am I an MMA fighter now, officially signed to an organization, but I am also a co-founder of the new PFL pay-per-view super fight division. The big bosses got around the table. Chairman Don Davis, CEO Peter Murray, Nikisa Badarian needs no explanation, and myself. We came together to launch the PFL pay-per-view super fight division. Now, let me explain. I will be the head of fighter advocacy. And as the head of fighter advocacy, I'm going to use my platform to market PFL fighters and introduce them to my fans worldwide. I personally will be deeply involved in making sure that the PFL is the best place in the world for fighters. As you guys know, I've been trying to increase fighter pay for all fighters worldwide. And with the launch of this new PFL Super Fight Division, our fighters will be receiving 50% of the revenue. Yes, you heard that correctly. A true 50-50 partnership with fighters that still allows them to be individuals and even monetize their own sponsorship deals, which, as we know, isn't allowed in the UFC. You have to do what you're told and wear what you're told and promote what you're told. Today is a massive day for star pay-per-view fighters because you have another massive league that is ready to do big business. And I am the first fighter to sign to the new PFL pay-per-view super fight division. And I'm taking this seriously, okay? Yes, I still want to become a world champion in boxing. But as you guys know, I was a wrestler first. And when all of these influencers started boxing and calling people out, if you recall, I said I wanted to do MMA. Roll the clip.
But I wanted to be an MMA fighter.
That's so dope, guys. Look at you. So why not do an MMA match?
And you would get dropped faster than Disney dropped me.
It's an MMA match or it's nothing. I've already disrupted boxing, and now it's time to disrupt MMA. I know this is such a tough sport, and it's not going to be easy, but if I could do it in boxing, I could do it in MMA. I'm so dedicated to this that I offered Nate Diaz a two-fight deal. First, we box. Then 6 months later, we fight MMA in the PFL smart cage and lay it all on the line. If that's not balls, then I don't know what is. Nate Diaz, I'm down to fight you in your own damn sport. It's a two-fight deal. Let's make it happen. I love the PFL and everything they stand for. They are the only MMA organization with an in-season sports format. So let me explain. Just like the NFL or the NBA, PFL has a regular season, playoffs, and then the championship each year. So if you keep on winning, you keep on advancing. This means the best fighters fight the best fighters every single year, which is better for you. I'm bringing you the best fights. That's a big problem in the sport of boxing is everyone's afraid to just make it happen and fight each other and lay it all on the line. And the PFL fighters
gotta go against each other.
If you missed the last PFL championship event, then honestly, like, you seriously played yourself. It was one of the best events of the year. I also am going to ensure that the PFL is the gold standard in combat sports when it comes to fighter relations and opportunity. We are a fighters first league, and I put that on my mama. This league is full of superstars. Brendan Loafname.
Brendan Loafname.
Robert Wilkinson.
Razor Wilkinson.
Oliver Aubin Mercier, the Canadian gangster.
The Canadian gangster.
Kayla Harrison, Larissa Pacheco. Sadabu C, the fastest kicks in the PFL. The KO artist, Ante Dillashaw. Shitting on everybody. This league is absolutely the most f***ing lit thing in the world.
Alright, I need to calm down. But seriously, I'm excited.
And not to mention that these champions get $1 million when they win. Join the PFL, baby. My advisor, Nikisa Bedarian, is also joining as a co-founder of this new division for the PFL, and I'm pointing him the head of making everyone money. Our goal is simple, and that's to make PFL the biggest MMA organization in the world, all whilst making it the best place for fighters to have a home. There are so many amazing people on the PFL team and so many amazing strategic investors that are going to help make this happen. All in all, I'm so excited for this announcement. I'm so excited to start training MMA for my first MMA fight. This partnership is going to change the way that MMA operates forever. Stay tuned for what's to come. Follow PFL on all social media, and we're about to change the f***ing game, baby.
Hey, let's see what happens. But I would definitely like to see Jake Paul and Nate Diaz in an MMA cage. I think he'll regret locking the door on the octagon.